Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're the word association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
We're the word
association.
And we heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Word Association Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Adorify, joined as always by Mr. Brett Lyons.
The second host.
And Mr. Rob White.
The third.
Rob White the third, really?
No.
Interesting. Great legacy with the Rob White name.
No.
Yeah, if I was
whites,
a third, I wouldn't
whites
use
have been
the
around
third.
For a long time.
long, rich history with the Whites. Did you ever in your life, did you ever go by Robert?
No. Okay. No, I don't think so.
And
maybe
I've never
when
gone
I
by,
was little. I feel like if I grew up in New York City, I would be a Robert. I feel like you hear that a lot, like Robert.
Oh, yeah.
Robert. You know,
but Rabbit.
Yeah. I don't think that's not my best. Not that I'm a good at accents anyway, but that was
my name is short for Brett Tholomew.
I am very interested. I feel like just not too long ago, but maybe when I was like mid 20s or something, did I ever really piece together or like actually figure out where, like what names lead to what names? Like I didn't realize that Bert comes from Robert. I didn't realize, you know, I know people, some people,
there's a lot,
named Xander.
There's a lot of weird one. Like
people
I don't
who are named
it.
Xander are from Alexander.
I don't get how you get to Dick from Richard.
Yeah. I never realized that Topher Grace, he took Topher because his name is Christopher. Like the shortenings, and there's weird ones of like.
And Brett, you get Dick from Richard by buying him dinner. But.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it.
So, yeah, I think I'm fascinated by what names shorten into what and then just what people have gone by throughout their lives if they have a name that can be shortened. Because my name, I grew up with a name that nobody's ever heard of and that cannot really be shortened or lengthened to anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just fascinated by all that.
Yeah, I just live my life Goo Goo Dow style. I don't tell no one my name.
Interesting. And for anyone who's under 55 fucking years old listening to the podcast, who are the Goo Goo Dolls?
Come on, everyone knows who the Goo Goo
55?
Dolls
55? Is that the
IRS, man?
No, I'm
joking. Hey, I thought you were not supposed to timestamp stuff you said. And now you're fucking, you said you were 20. It's like you said the 55.
I said don't mention dates. I didn't say that we couldn't admit that we're all old dudes.
But 1776, July 4th.
Yeah, to go back to the
a
name,
day
notice,
that shall live in me.
If I did go by Robert, I wouldn't, because so many people call me Rob White. I get Rob White. I don't just get Rob. But if I was Robert, I don't think I would get that. I think it's just the two syllable thing.
Yeah.
I like to call you Throb.
Heartthrob. White. It is hard to go from Robert into White. It's just a weird, it's like mouth gymnastics.
Rob, what's your middle name?
We'll just get my social security number and date of birth out there too, Brett.
What's your make and model of car? And what's your mom's maiden name? Just a curiosity.
No, it's Michael. I mean, I have such a generic name.
Didn't you say you played Little League and your coach would call you Bob White because that's a type of bird or something?
Yes. My nickname, he gave everybody on our team got a nickname. And there was a bigger kid that was called Tank, and he that kid okay. asked the coach to change his name because it hurt his feelings. Yeah.
But tanks are strong. I mean,
that guy don't know.
Well, but I mean, I get it. Yeah. You know, he got there. Yeah. But yeah, no, he was like, you're.
Could have been worse. He could have called him Tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, Tiny's worse. Yeah, but no, he was like, your nickname is Birdman. And I was like, Birdman? And all I could think about was Coco Beware from the WWF. And I was like,
oh, yeah, sure.
I don't really like birds that much. I'm like, why Birdman? And he was like, a Bob White as a bird. Like, that was how I learned what a Bob White was.
Interesting.
I was Birdman.
My nickname on baseball was, my coach called me Tree.
Because
Tree Rollins was a player coach for the Trailblazers. And when I played baseball, I also coached the team at the same time because I didn't like the way he coached. So I would also coach while
that
playing.
Sounds like
I'm going to call you Tree.
Yeah, you've been pretty consistent in life.
Interesting.
Also, yeah, really, Tree strikes you out. I haven't pivoted. Tree, that's true.
That's hilarious. I think the only nickname that I can think of was at some point people called me Grizz because I wore a lot of flannel and I was like, they said I look like grizzled because I had like facial hair and wore a lot of flannel. So they call me Grizz. But then I feel like 30 Rock kind of not ruined that nickname, but I'm like, I don't feel comfortable going by Grizz after this. Like,
yeah, sure. Sure.
I did have one nickname I'm not going to put out there that I accidentally gave myself that stuck with me for a few years in high school and a little bit into college, but it's dead now and I'll keep it that way.
Okay.
But so sometimes you can accidentally nickname yourself is all.
Yeah,
that's
people used to call me Grizz too, because my father was killed by grizzly bears Werner Herzog made me promise never to listen to the tape.
Never listen to this tape.
Please never listen to this tape. Destroy it.
Yeah, I gave myself the nickname of Professor Goldschlager in college.
No.
first alcohol I've ever drank. The first time I ever got drunk was on Goldschlager. And now if I smell, do you guys know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
It was like it was like fiery
flakes
with
of gold.
Flakes of gold.
Mm-hmm. So
and
stupid.
If I even smell it, I start to like, bile starts to come up into my throat. It's truly the fucking worst.
There was
That's
one
like
called
me and chocolate whipped cream.
Avalanche? Oh, God, I remember that. Story of the whipped cream.
That was a wild night.
You remember
for another
the
podcast.
Avalanche was like the peppermint version of Goldschlager.
No.
It had floating
Avalanche.
Crystals, and it was like minty.
What were we doing in college?
Mint.
Like
that was high school for me, but
I remember like was it Hot Pucker or something like that? There's something called Pucker that was like green apple.
Oh, and Puckers. Puckers. Oh, it's just like a flavoring liqueur that was also awful.
When I was a freshman, that was what everybody was passing around. Just awful. Awful.
We made bad decisions.
It's the worst. Speaking of bad decisions, here's another episode of the Word Association. What we do every single episode is each of us bring in one word to inspire us into some conversation, much like an improv team might get one suggestion to launch into their full show. So we'll go ahead and start. My word today, this is Adol Rafai speaking. My word today is prize. Prize. So prize to me, I mean, I grew up watching a lot of game shows. Whatever the one is, No Whammies, No Whammies, Stop. Is that Press Your Luck?
Oh, Press Your Luck. Oh, so the original one
Press Your Luck. Really enjoyed that. I don't know if it's still a terminology or even if it's, maybe it was just terminology in my household. Maybe it wasn't commonplace. But I know when I was a kid, my sister and I would eat just every single cereal you can imagine. And we'd always say like, who gets the prize from the cereal box? I don't know if that's a common term for that.
Oh, but, yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know why it's called a prize because you're not.
You don't win it.
Bought the box. Well, I didn't buy the box. Our parents bought
the box. Did you do the thing where you would like fish your hand?
Oh, 100%.
Into the, oh, me too. 100%. Yeah. You got like really expert in like wiggling your hand through the cereal.
You didn't wait until like it poured into the bowl after.
No,
like,
who the hell had that discipline?
No. I would, as soon as we got back from the grocery store, I would open up the box, dig in, grab out whatever it was, and then reseal it so that my sister didn't get to it.
Wow. Unreal.
Yeah. Smart.
The worst when they were like, the prize is cut this part of the box out and make something. What is this prize?
That's, yeah. That's come on.
The best prizes were like a crazy straw or like a spoon that was also crazy. Something that was practical.
Prize, I think the best prize or the one that I hung on to the longest was, I can't remember if it was from an Addams Family cereal or maybe it was like a random cereal that just was sponsoring Addams Family. the movie, but there was a, when the first Addams Family movie came out with Raul Julia as
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. He played Christopher Lloyd. There was a what's the hand? The hand is just called Thing.
Thing. The Thing. Thing.
Thing.
So there's a hand that was also a flashlight. So at the wrist where it cuts off, that's a flashlight, and you like press the palm to make it work. I had that. Wow. I got it when Addams Family the movie came out, and then I had that for like the next 13 years or something.
Holy
and I would just had it with me always for some reason. I just loved having a tiny hand as a flashlight.
That's
it was
an
very
amazing
satisfying.
Prize. I don't think
I really
and the fact that it lasted
prize.
That long.
Yeah. That's truly amazing. When this episode is done, I'm going to go on eBay and see if I can buy one.
They might have it.
What is
I mean, oh, sorry. Ahead. So, did you guys ever, you know, pretend you were sick at school or like when you were actually sick? I mean, the first thing you did was you watched Prices, right?
I remember having half days of kindergarten, and my half day was at the back end. So I would eat lunch at home, watch The Price is Right, and then go to kindergarten. Like I
you were on the East Coast, right? So was it on at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, it must have been.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on
the East Coast. Because it was on at 10 o'clock in Chicago.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you're saying as a kid you watched Price is Right?
Oh,
as
my God.
Kindergarten.
Really?
Every day. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think I discovered Price is Right until I was in college. I used to watch, I think it was almost exclusively Nickelodeon, where I would watch Guts, Wild and Crazy Kids,
sure.
Double Dare.
Sure.
There's a show I was obsessed with where it was like a picture, like a two-story house, and then it's cut in half.
Yep.
And there's like 20 rooms.
Yep.
And like each room is like filled with a million pieces of furniture and all kinds of shit and ephemera.
Correct. You need to find
and
stuff.
You go into the room and the host would be like, I exist in your ear, but with sweat I will wick away or whatever it is.
It wasn't like
and
Finders Keepers or something like that.
I think it was Finders Keepers. So the clue is like leading you to a candle. So you have to tear the room apart to find a candle.
Mm-hmm.
And that, for whatever reason, was the most satisfying thing, was
great
watching
show.
People tear a room apart.
Yeah.
And Legend of the Hidden Temple had something similar where it's like you go through a room, mm-hmm. but Finders Keepers was way more satisfying to watch.
It was an iSpy. It was like almost like an iSpy, but a little bit more complicated.
Hand Up to the Nose was Double Dare.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That wasn't Hidden Temple?
No, it was Double Dare.
Oh,
why would that be Hidden Temple?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a statue. I guess it's all of,
I mean, maybe he's thinking like the temple
blur,
of
man.
Your brain and
excuse
like
excuse me. There was a statue. His name is Olmec. Have some respect for your elders, Rob.
Yeah, geez Louise, Rob.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yep. No.
I was going to say also, what was the only adult show I watched as a kid was the grocery store one.
Oh, Supermarket Sweep.
Supermarket Sweep was so satisfying.
Very enjoyable.
I always went with my mom to the grocery store because for me it was like a fun event.
Sure.
So when they're like, oh, Tom's grabbing all the turkeys and those are the most expensive thing or like. Mm-hmm.
Cut of meat, the roast. It's like it was the tenderloin, the beef tenderloin. Was the most
or someone
who
grabbed magazines, and you're like, oh, smart, or like allergy medicine. It was just so satisfying.
Wasn't there one called like Shop Till You Drop, or there was a mall one,
very similar.
Oh,
yeah,
it was two. Yep. I think it also had like a two-story set.
Yep,
and I just remember watching it, but I don't remember.
Rob, that is wild. I haven't thought about that since like 89, and you just unlocked a memory because it was like you go to all the, there's like 15 stores in the mall,
right.
And then you have to get it on the checkout conveyor belt or something.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you had to put it on like there was like a treadmill almost thing where you had to put it on there and to get it.
Oh,
or whatever.
Man. Now I'm going to look up YouTube clips from Shop Till You Drop. Holy shit. Thank you, Rob, for reminding me that ever existed.
Prize reminded me of like carnival games and like when you would throw the dart at the balloon to win like a Aerosmith like mirror.
Oh,
like
tiny, those
like,
were, oh, I had a Prize Guns N' Roses one that I loved.
Yep. I had a Leonard Skinner one, the 6x6 glass.
I had an Aerosmith one, and I hate Aerosmith. I think they're one of the most overrated like classic rock bands. I don't think they're good.
To quickly interject, I think Grizz would totally have a Leonard Skinner picture. So I think that works.
Thank you.
But yeah, Grizz Aerosmith is, I like them. I one summer, I worked as a loader at like an amphitheater in Pittsburgh, and we would have to unload trucks for all these concerts. And Aerosmith was one of the worst concerts I worked because like this one truck driver was like, they packed a 20 show truck into 12 trucks. And the guy was like, we have to like, we're avoiding major roads because we can't go to way stations. So it was like so much work. They built, they brought another stage so they could like run out and play. And it's like, you guys aren't at that level. Not that they're, I mean, they're obviously like, I'll ever accomplish anything like they did. So I'm not crapping on it. I'm just like, for at that stage, they were just real, like they wanted to put on a great show. So good for them, but it was a tough show.
Yeah.
I feel like Aerosmith, I feel like the conceit behind Aerosmith is, what if your horny aunt wanted to fuck the Rolling Stones? Like, it's like horny Rolling Stones for like suburban white women. That's what I feel Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Is.
I mean, yeah. I did.
They've got some good songs, though. I mean,
they have some good videos. Yeah. They have some good music videos.
I did a cruise ship with a guy who was a Steven Tyler impersonator, and
let's not judge Steven Tyler based on.
He claimed that he had never had any.
Here's a checklist for that, Brett. A checklist for that. Huge mouth. You're hired.
But what I'm saying is, he claimed that he did not have any plastic surgery done, and he did look exactly like him. Same exact body type, skinny, and his face looked exactly freaking like him. It was amazing.
Hmm. I think Joe Perry's kind of cool, too.
Oh, I love Goodfellas.
Steve Perry's way better.
You talking to me? Am I a clown here to amuse you? Joe Perry?
Joe Perry? Yeah.
My cousin Vinny?
Regardless. Yeah, so regardless, prize was making me think. And the other one, one of my favorite carnival games of all time is the horse race where you roll the ball up. And you got the mm-hmm. like blue holes is the slowest, white holes, and then that single red hole made it go the fastest. Oh, good times.
In the areas in which, so Brett, we mentioned before you grew up in Chicago area, Rob, you grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Where I grew up, which is like around Ohio, a lot of the fairs had, around the times of the glass sort of 6x6 musical artist framed, mm-hmm. there was like those weird hats that were like Dr. Seuss hats or whatever,
kind of hats. Had a couple of those from Great America. I won. Yes, that thing. That was a big.
And why was that a craze?
It was a cat in a hat. I mean, it was like a.
But they'd have like marijuana leaves on it or whatever.
I don't know.
They had those.
Oh yeah. Great America. That was, I would say, for a solid 2 years. That was like the best prize you could win, which was a freaking cat. It was a cat in the hat.
Yeah. It's like a 3 foot tall hat that had some sort of like stripes or polka dots, and then had like marijuana leaves or some mm-hmm. sort of whatever.
Yeah. Or you could win two prizes to trade up to the bigger shelf.
That's where they get you.
That's where they get you.
Did you guys ever win any, like outside of carnival games, did you ever win like a raffle or a sweepstakes or like any of those, like, you know, just submit something kind of deals, you know, where you're like, oh, whoa, I won.
Or like you mail in something like from a box top
or just
something.
A raffle. Anything
raffles where I've won like gift cards and stuff. Oh, what were your two wins?
One was just like, it was a very small like charity event here in Chicago. And I don't know, like it was, and I think probably not a lot of people put their ticket in for this because I just thought it was so weird. I still have it somewhere. It's a City of Chicago baseball cap, and Mayor Daley autographed the brim or whatever you call it. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, why not? I mean,
that's a collector's item in my
opinion. Do you still have it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody would buy that off you for,
I have no certificate of, I mean, other than I got it there, but yeah, I mean, it was just more of like a weird thing. But the weird one was, do you remember, I used to, you know, I'd smoke like a pack a day for a long time. It's been a long, long time since I did that. But in bars, back in the day, there would be those people like, hey, I'm with Camel, sign up with this thing, and you get those free packs. So there was a Marlboro person there one time.
Marlboro man.
Correct. You're right. Thank you for that correction.
A cowboy leaning with one foot against the wall.
The
lady that was doing it was not.
Joe Camel.
There was some sweepstakes, and I filled out something. I forgot all about it. And then one day I got home and there was this big box and I was like, what is going on here? I didn't order anything and it was addressed to me. So I opened it and I took it out and it was a power drill. And I was like, what? I didn't order a power drill. Like, what the hell is going on here? And then I opened it up and it was like, you know, you're like, thanks for playing in Flavor Country or whatever. And I was like, what? It was just that's what I got.
Flavor Country. Hold on. Flavor Country is Guy Fieri.
Oh, what's Marlboro's?
Marlboro Country.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah. Oh, my bad. Well, that tells you. I mean, Guy Fieri has taken over my.
Wait, isn't Guy Fieri Flavor Town?
Yes, exactly. It's not. He's he's localized. He's not flavor. All over the U.S.
It's a flavor towns in a flavor country. Let's not be insane.
I mean, yeah, I guess. But,
yeah. So I still have, and I also still have that. And you know, for years I would, I never used it, but I would lend it out to people who needed it. So I was. Yeah,
that's cool as hell. I mean, that's a good one. That feels like you won like a Tim Allen sweepstakes. Like
that's true. I won an auction one time. That wasn't like a sweepstakes, but I bid money and ended up winning something. It was it's the stupidest thing ever. I was at a charity boxing match and I had gotten free tickets and like they were doing these auction stuff and it was like a replica of the Ryder Cup or something like that. So it was like a glass Swarovski.
There's a lot going on.
Swarovski, whatever.
Yeah, Swarovski vase. And I just like had like some piss and vinegar in me. I'm like, I'm win this thing.
You get really amped up. You're like, I want a crystal vase, man.
I ended up outbidding a guy for like $250 or something like that.
Also, that was also to the boxers who were like, I'm going to donate my time to get
it was golden gloves.
Trauma.
It was golden gloves. It was like that like amateur thing.
That's wild.
And like before the match started, so we were sitting ringside and before the match started, an old man who was wearing a suit and was wearing black leather gloves on the inside came up to me and he goes, hey, in between rounds, walk up on stage and hold the ropes open for the ring girls. And I was like, oh, that's okay. And he was like, I'm not asking you. And I was like, okay, sounds good, sir. I was like, all right.
Yes, sir, sorry, good, sir.
And then, of course, like I started to ham it up. I would go out there and start waving as well as like these, you know, ring girls got in the ring who they generally wanted to see.
Sure, sure,
that's
sure.
Just a phrase I could never pull off, but I would love to be able to pull off like ring girl. I'm not asking.
Yeah, I'm not asking. Yeah. So good.
I'm not asking.
Try that. The next time you go to like TGI Fighters or something, be like, I'll start with the mozzarella sticks. And they're like, good choice. And you're like, I'm not asking. I'm telling.
I don't know if it plays as well in that scenario.
Well,
but
you have to dip your toes in the waters of aggressiveness before you try it out on somebody else who might punch you. I've won a few things. I've won some raffles that were like gift cards and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won the most memorable things were 2017, 2018, whenever Hamilton came to Chicago, which Brett worked the box office for.
Correct.
And this is no fishiness from Brett's end, but there was like the digital lottery where you put in your email and you could possibly mm-hmm. win. I won that twice. Within 6 days, I won it twice. And the seats were front row seats. So I went twice with Gemma to Hamilton,
gave you the
which
seats.
Is really cool. Yeah. And then I also, in
college. Now, depending on when that happened, you had a great chance or you were very lucky. There were a couple of times where we couldn't give tickets. Surprisingly, for Hamilton, we couldn't give tickets. There was a couple of times where, like.
Well, this was early on, right?
Yeah.
But it came to Chicago after it was a hit on Broadway. So it must have been. It was
like when it first opened, we gave away like 20 lottery seats a show.
Yeah.
And like hundreds of thousands of people would sign up. We only gave away 20. And then like, as it ran for a while, there were a couple times where like, they were like, well, we got to fill the house. And like, well, we're going to give away 500 lottery tickets. And it would be for like a Tuesday night or a Wednesday afternoon in like February. And like, we would have like only 40 people sign up for the lottery and they'd all win. And then they would all lose their mind. Like, I can't believe I won. I was like, anybody would have won today.
I think I had two opportunities to see that show and I passed.
It's really good.
You threw away your shot.
I saw the original cast on Broadway twice. Once with our friend Ryan Dolan, who the whole time was like screaming and hooting and hollering and loved it. And then once with our friend Vanessa, who the whole time, because she had never heard the recording before, the cast recording.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole time she kept leaning over to me and going, what are they saying? And it goes so fast. It's like 180 words per minute or something. And every time she'd say, what are they saying? I'm like, shh, shh, shh. Like, I'm missing it because you, like, please stop. But the other thing I was going to say, the other thing I was going to say I won was in college. I won, and this is leading to a better story, but I won tickets to see The Odd Couple at Illinois State University, which was the college I went to. I won tickets.
The college version of it?
I won tickets, and then my theater department, because I was a theater major at ISU, my theater department said, is anyone going to go see The Odd Couple? And nobody really was, because nobody cared.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I have tickets, so I'm going to go. And they said, since you have tickets, would you mind, since you're already going, would you mind sort of being the chaperone for the two people who are in the show, the two leads? And I said, sure. And the two leads were Frank Gorshin, who played the Riddler in the Adam West Batman TV show.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I forget his name, but the dad from Spaceballs, the King. And he was also the dad in Eight Is Enough or one of those shows.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Dick Van Patten?
So he's the one in...
Yeah, Dick Van Patten.
Yes.
Is that it? Okay.
No, you're right. It's Dick Van Patten.
Nope. So I was the chaperone for Dick Van Patten and Frank Gorshin. And so I spent like, I want to say like 7 hours with them. And it was just like, and I didn't know.
I don't know if that's a win. I don't know if that's a win in my opinion.
I think it's kind of, it's pretty cool.
It was not, but nowadays I'm like, because at the time I didn't know who Frank Gorshin was, but he kept telling me all these stories and I'm like, this guy knows famous people, but I don't know who he is and I couldn't give a shit who he is. But then Dick Van Patten I knew from Spaceballs, so I was like very much enamored with, like, you know, almost like Chris Farley on SNL, where he's like, I'm like, remember that time when you said your the password to your briefcase was 12345 or whatever?
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was just really tickled to meet. I think that was like the first time where I met someone I had seen in a TV show or movie. So I was like very much like, oh, this is very cool.
That's really cool. I'm trying to think. There was one theater thing, because I was, one of my majors was theater as well, and I was in like a theater criticism class, and there was a show going on in the city, not affiliated with the university. And one of the actors was at my college. And then one of the other actors was like a professional actor. They came to just talk to us. And that guy, I was like, he was talking and I was like, wait a minute, were you in, I can't remember if it was called Black Dog or Blacktop. You remember that trucking movie with Patrick Swayze? I was like, were you in Black Dog? He was like, yeah.
Black
Dog.
Like,
that movie's awesome. And everybody else was looking at like, what movie? They're like, well, I loved it. Also theater. But I mean, I'll talk Swayze trucking movie, you know, just the same.
I love the idea.
Like his son in it. I forget.
Yeah. I love the idea of like a theater program at a university being like, you might know her as the waitress from Over the Top. She's here to talk to you about theater. And it's like, what is going on?
God, Over the Top. What a killer movie. So
great
good.
Movie. Killer movie.
Great movie.
So good.
When he turns his hat around.
That's where his power is. He's like Samson.
Dad, go over the, do it.
And I think that might be, everybody gives Kenny Loggins, you know, Top Gun, Caddyshack. He's had great hits, but his Over the Top song, I think, is my favorite Kenny Loggins song.
Oh, that's, I don't really even know it.
It's called Meet Me Halfway.
Yeah. Meet Me Halfway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I'll meet you halfway and give you my word.
Yes, please.
Segue.
Meet me halfway.
My word today is galactic.
Ooh, so immediately I'm thinking Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also thinking...
That's wrong. That's incorrect. That's not what you're supposed to be thinking. Perfect. That's a good try, though.
I guess that's intergalactic. There's also a Marvel...
What's the difference between intergalactic and galactic?
Rob, where
is this like
start?
An intrastate thing? Honestly, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Something is intergalactic. Are you
there's states
going
and there's
through
interstates.
Galaxies? Galactic, is that one galaxy? Is it even?
I don't know. I mean, when I think of galactic, either. I think of, like the galaxies and space and stuff like that. But I don't know what the difference between intergalactic and galactic, or if it.
Well, it's the same difference as The Sandman and Enter the Sandman, right? Does that make sense? Yeah, so my guess...
As you laid your head down to sleep.
I specifically remember as a kid, I want to say I was maybe 10, I specifically remember the Black Album and Snoop Dogg's, whatever Snoop Dogg's first album was. I remember my friends bought those CDs, the explicit versions, and we would have to secretly listen to them when their parents were out of town or whatever. And it being such a big deal of like, holy shit, we're listening to Metallica, or holy shit, we're listening to Snoop Dogg, because what they would say is like so vulgar. We're like, this is, if we got caught, we would be shipped off to England or something. But I could be wrong, but I feel like the difference between galactic and intergalactic is like, intergalactic means you're traversing galaxies.
It must be, because I think it's like intergalactic space travel or something, right?
So yeah.
I think that is it. I think that is what that is. I think you're just going across galaxies.
Okay.
It's really like, whenever I start to think about space, I think I get overwhelmed in less than a minute. When you think about how vast it is,
big time.
You're like, this is... Everything in my life is so insignificant compared to everything else. I'm just like,
Rob, you're crying.
What?
Oh, you're crying.
You guys are going to visit it sometime in the future, but the lake house that my wife's family owns in Tennessee.
I thought you were going to tell me I was going to go to space.
No. Well, I will say it's where there's no light pollution whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And it is the place where I get the freaked out the most, because I smoke weed when I'm down there. And that's the one where it's like, it is the clearest sky I like ever have seen, and it's like I can get real lost, like freaking out, like looking
at space. It's amazing. You can get overwhelmed
like
by nature. you know, by just what we can see and touch here. It can be overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
So, there's just so much. Well,
and then I have an app. I have two apps. There's Night Sky, and then there's this other Night Sky one where you hold your camera up to the sky, and it shows you all the constellations and
shit that's
like that,
cool,
which is super cool. But then there's another one that shows you all the satellites that are floating above you at the time, and you turn that thing on, and it blows your mind.
Dave Matthews Band.
How much stuff is just like just floating over where you're at in the particular world right there, and it says like what the satellite is too.
That's cool as hell. Two quick things. One, Brett, is it a clearer night sky than when we went to the top of Haleakala?
No, that's the clearest. That's the most clear possible.
I went to visit Brett when he was on a cruise ship in Hawaii, and there's a mountain that's like there's like a
volcano, baby. It's a volcano, baby.
A volcano, thank you. There's like a what is it called? Observatory, planetarium?
Yeah.
Planetarium?
Yeah, observatory.
Observatory.
Yeah.
Because the sky is so clear. The other thing I'll say, Rob, to commiserate with you, the thing that overwhelms me immediately is if I start to think of all the resources out there, when I think of like all the buildings in the world, all the cars in the world, all the furniture in the world, like when you think of like all the stuff everyone owns, there's billions of people. To me, I'm like, how do these resources?
Yeah, I don't get it.
How are there still resources?
Like, I don't understand wood.
Yes,
think of
like
everything that's made out of wood.
It blows my mind with as many stores, buildings, apartments, everything that's out there. I'm like, how is there still any resources left? Like, it terrifies me.
I don't get that.
Like, my mind shuts down because it's like, shh, Adel, like, not tonight.
Yeah, I don't get it because I don't believe. I mean, I just don't believe that we're the only planet. Like, I don't know if I believe that, like, this is somewhere to experiment and there's another Earth. Like in another solar system that's doing the same shit, but there's no way.
What's going on?
There's no. I'm just saying that. Like, I don't know. I'm on the fence that like maybe this is some sort of weird
simulation.
I don't know. I just don't believe. Like, I don't believe that there's no way in hell there's not another planet with beings on it that like are doing the same thing we're doing. They don't look like the freaking, you know, aliens were led to believe with like, you know, the big eyes and their small bodies. Like, there's just, it's probably so far away galaxy wise that like you'd never be able to travel. That's why we've never, you know, seen each other. So, but I don't know. It's weird.
So, Brett, here's what I think you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. So, you're saying Earth and us as humans with our resources, what's happening is almost similar to what happens with pets, where aliens are replenishing our resources and we're just like, oh, more resources. Like what pets do when you dump food in their bowl and they're like, oh yeah, I forgot I had more food left.
No,
and you're
I'm
like, dumb cat.
Nope.
I'm the one who filled up your bowl.
No, I just believe there's another Earth somewhere in another galaxy and they're doing the same thing. It's just another experiment. Yeah. It's just another, we're all experiments and there's probably like 100 Earths and whoever does it best wins an Aerosmith picture at the end of the fucking journey.
If you got a call tomorrow, and they were like, hey, we're doing one of those space flights that, you know, Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson did.
Sure.
Would you go on it?
100% no.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely not.
I can't stand heights.
Yeah.
Like, planes I'm okay with, but like heights in any sort of, I just can't do it. Yeah, it would break my brain.
I fly, but I'm not a confident flyer. I always think like when the minute turbulence happens, I'm like, oh, boy.
The pilot do it, but.
When you guys end up going down there, if you smoke weed, it is terrifying because it's like also over a lake, over a forest. So everything we just listed as in resources and stuff like that. It's like, oh God, I get kind of paranoid sometimes.
I'm excited. What was your, now I've forgotten your word. What was your word?
Galactic.
Interesting. Yeah, I believe there's a
drink flavor of galactic something. I feel like there's some snack of galactic. Am I off on that? That's what I don't know. That's where my mind went
away.
That
sounds right.
If it was like galactic,
was galactic?
Galactic.
Oh, I think Gatorade has like, there's Arctic Blue.
No, there's not a galactic.
Cucumber limes.
There was that. Remember the drink, the clear drink with the bubble, with the balls in it?
Oh,
like
yes,
flavor
yes.
balls in it.
Yeah,
like orbits. Orbit. I think it was called like orbit.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was almost like not tapioca, or like bubble tea almost, but
yes,
with clear.
It Yeah, like, what was that called?
It was, I think it was called Orbitz. It was before the Gum.
It was called Orbitz, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. No, the Gum's called Orbitz. This was called Orbit.
I see. Yeah, those were in the 90s. Those were everywhere, along with Snapple, which I don't see anymore, along with clearly Canadian,
Snapple,
which I don't see anymore.
Snapple is gone?
No, I think it's still around. It's still around. You just don't see it.
I just don't see it anywhere.
I don't think it's in cities. I think it's small market still.
But
they ran out of facts that smart people in the city can figure out, so they sent it to the yokels.
Did you guys ever drink Clearly Canadian?
Wait, is that whiskey?
No, it's like flavored mineral water.
Oh, no. I remember Canada Dry.
Canada Dry.
Around. Still
Canada Dry, for sure. That was a ginger ale. I had that.
Yeah.
But I've never had Clearly Canadian. What was the whiskey that I mistook? It was a Canada something, right?
Canadian Club?
Canadian Club.
Canada Club or something? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. What was the video game? What was the video game where it's just a triangle and all the asteroids? Is that called asteroids?
I think it was called Asteroids.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Brett.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That was hilarious.
I was thinking of Galaga. What's Galaga?
He's the guy that smashes the watermelons.
Same.
And we're back.
Oh, no.
And you just heard all of that. Galactica? There was a game. Yeah, Galaga. You're right. There was a game called Galaga. Yeah, what was the game with the centipede? Was that called Centipede?
Jesus.
What was the game where you hunt ducks?
What was those? There was space and they were space invaders.
Rob, I don't know if I got your answer. Would you go to space?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. No, not.
What is your hang-up? For me, it's heights. What is your hang-up?
Just fear of death. I just don't trust the safety of it. I just it hasn't been done enough.
It has not been vetted enough.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, I know, obviously.
To leave the ozone, to leave the atmosphere.
And obviously, the ones that have done it have done it successfully.
Do you think?
But I wouldn't still.
I mean, I've seen spaceships explode, so.
Is this the start of Louis Armstrong? I've seen spaceships explode. Red
what a
roses
wonderful
too.
Galaxy.
I do think people who go to space and come back are not the same person. There's something on a metaphysical level that changes about them, right?
Your perspective has to.
You see outside you see. Yeah, I mean, you just must. I mean,
I think if you go to space and you come back and then like a year later you step in dog shit or something, I think you're just like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I think maybe things don't anger you as much.
I think you have, for sure. It has to be a whole new lease on life. Somebody's like complaining, like, oh man, this French toast is taking forever. And you're like, you don't understand time.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what time really is.
I know it's just like the vastness of space, but I felt that really when I would do the, we would do the transatlantic cruise. So we would reposition the cruise ship from like Barcelona to New York or Barcelona to Florida. And those were like 14-day trips because that's how long it takes to get across the ocean in a boat. Jeez. And that was also wild to put that on scale is we would sail for 14 days and it was always ocean around us every single day. There was never a time where like you would see land. Occasionally, like you go by like an island or something.
Did you see world?
No. I would not
Orca.
See world. Okay.
That's a hard fun to pull off. Orca and okay.
That was wild. Because you could sit on top of the boat and you'd have like 360 view around and it just for days and days and days, because it takes that long because you're not going that fast. Nothing but ocean. And that was wild to.
Does it feel like you're moving?
I mean, not
kind
really.
Of,
if it's choppy, if it's choppy, you definitely can feel it. But for the most part, it feels like you're in a hotel because you just get used to it. Like,
you can see land, you can see the trees moving by or stuff. But when it's just all ocean,
I did it for so long that I had like sea legs. So for me, it was like, I couldn't even tell. Yeah. Like, unless it was super choppy. But then other people would be like puking all the time because they didn't realize like, you know, the up and down of the ocean and stuff like that.
Something I want to mention. One, and this sounds like terrible stand-up, I love that it's Carnival Cruise, which is like, that's like, carnivals are not to be trusted. That's like Rusty Nail Cruise.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll say is maybe, I haven't really thought about it, but maybe more terrifying to me than space is the ocean. Mm-hmm. Anytime I've been on any sort of tropical getaway and somebody wants to, is like, let's go scuba diving. I'm like, you could not, there's no part of me that ever wants to scuba dive.
Me neither.
Because I feel so helpless in water and it's all, it is like a different world down there. Like yeah, you do not
bends.
Know.
I'm going to get the bends if I go scuba diving.
Oh, pick me up a copy. I love that album. Thank but you. It is, it's a different universe down there and it is so terrifying. And that's yep. something where it's like, to this day, I feel like every, not every week, but if you constantly hear about shark attacks, you constantly hear about people dying because of creatures and stuff. Like, it's just so, as far as we've come where we can like grow ears on the back of hamsters, we still can't well, feel like safe
a,
in the ocean.
There's a crazy stat where something like only 30% of the ocean has been,
yeah, like mapped or just
explored. Yeah, like so explored. Deep? Explored. Yeah, explored. Like only 30% yeah. has been explored. It's wild.
The Marianas.
I love
Trench.
All the shows. I mean, I love all the deep, I love the Deep Blue Ocean, all those shows I'm fascinated by. But correct. No, I don't like sharks. I respect them. I'm not going to their place of business. They're not yeah. coming to mine. And we're okay. I mean, I've gone snorkeling a couple times, but yeah, no way I'm putting an air thing on my back yeah, and going, submerging that. Myself in water. No
it
way.
Is funny to be like somebody scuba dives in the middle of the ocean and they're like a shark killed him, like what a tragic thing, and it's like you that's where they live.
Yeah, you went to his
what
business.
Are you doing?
I didn't ask.
I'm not hey shark don't bite me. I'm not asking, I'm telling.
I'm not asking.
Have you ever seen those videos online of like where you're there's just like a scuba diver and then like the shark just appears out of nowhere in the water? You have
yeah.
no time
yep.
dude.
Yep.
It's just like boom.
Yep.
Like it's
100%
that's very scary.
I saw one the other day and I was like, oh, this is terrifying.
Well, also to have some compassion and to have some perspective, mm-hmm. it's also sad for them because if they stop moving, they die.
That's true. I did snorkel one time and there was a shark and I watch a lot of shark programming. So I stopped moving right away. And also scuba diving, like, or snorkeling like three people down from me was someone who was wearing like an all black, like one piece. And I was like, I'm going to be fine because that person looks like a seal. Big time. And if I just don't move, that seal's going to get eaten. So it was okay.
That's he's the like, trick is baby. Always go. Also, not unlike sharks, if I stop moving, I die, which is why I've spent thousands of dollars on pizza and beer. Rob White, what is your word you're bringing to the table
today? All right. My word is carpet.
Oh. Immediately,
carpet
I'm thinking
diem.
I'm thinking match of the drapes.
Terrible. So I do enjoy. So I do love my house, all hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy a bedroom with carpet, just because in the morning, you know, you wake up, it's warm and stuff like
yeah.
that. But I'm
yeah.
always shocked when people like I mean, we're looking for housing right now when we move, and I am blown away by how many people have frickin'. I've seen places with carpet in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's
because like the houses haven't been updated since the 80s, and I'm just like
wall to wall carpeting
be
is wall can be gross.
Wall.
Yeah.
It's shocking. It's shocking. Yeah. Like in my opinion, carpet is good for the bedroom, mm-hmm. probably only the bedroom, and then maybe if you had a nice finished basement. But even then, yeah. it's dangerous because of water.
And yeah.
if you get water
too,
in the basement.
I think if we're for
stairs,
safety,
okay, sure,
you
sure,
slip
sure.
on
yeah.
hardwood, but yeah, no, I do. It's one of those, yeah, because I like hardwood floors in my house and everything. But whenever you stay somewhere where there's carpet, because I don't even have a carpet in my bedroom, it is kind of pleasant.
It feels
on
good.
Your
yeah.
feet, you
like
know,
in a hotel. Yeah. A hotel, oh, yeah. it feels great.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Carpet's yeah. kind of, but I still don't want it. Even like, remember, I mean, we were going back, speaking when we were kids, like the thick carpet, like shag. Like
oh,
the,
yeah.
You know, the stuff where you yeah. can like dig in there and find boogers and pennies and like just like hid stuff, you know, like that was, yeah. it was comfortable, but also had to have been disgusting from like all
yes.
the, I mean, so disgusting.
Yeah, but, so much filth going on.
Well,
yeah.
think of just how much you see on hardwood floors between like dust
right.
and all
and
that stuff.
You don't
like,
see that in the carpet.
And that I can at least like, you know, dicing up, but that carpet, it just grabs onto it.
I've lived with a few roommates who are like, we have to find a place, when we're looking for a place, they're like, no carpets. And it's like,
I
great.
Mean,
so we get hardwood
about
floors.
Me, you live with me like three times. It seems
yes,
like
fair enough. I'm not talking about you. But it's like no carpets. But then when we get a place, they cover their room in rugs to where mm-hmm. there's zero hardwood flooring showing. And I'm like, what is that? Like, I don't understand that. if there's some sort of like cognitive dissonance of like carpet and rugs are the exact same,
but because the rug is removable, so you can take it. You mean you, if you wanted, like I've had rugs before and I'd like put it on the balcony and like hit it with a broom, you know, old style, but like,
fair enough.
Yeah. No, I think it's just, I think it's more so of just the, it can be just taken. And if you do spill something, like it could just be taken and thrown away type thing.
Do you, I don't know if it's like based on what kind of vacuum you have. I recently, maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I bought a super nice vacuum from Costco, some sort of Dyson, whatever.
Yeah, same.
But I love vacuuming now. Like it is, it's so satisfying. Mm-hmm. Like it has become like a hobby of mine.
Oh no.
Where before I hated it.
I love it. The problem with the Dyson is like the battery runs out sometimes, and that's frustrating because then it's like I want to finish what I'm doing, but I have to go charge it. So like, I've had cord vacuums and those suck because it's kind of the same thing, you know, whatever. They're okay. Yeah, it's
as a kid with the stand up plug in with the bag, that the vinyl bag or whatever. Mm-hmm. With those 1990s vacuums,
had
I remember
little headlight. Yeah, those
were
fun.
Oh, yeah. The best part was the retractable cord. You'd pull it out, and hit that button, and it would suck the cord in.
Or
like,
you roll around
hit
like
your
a,
eye.
There's a handle at the back. You have to like run it around, wrap it around.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I remember when I had to vacuum as like a household chore, it was like the worst. Where you're just like, this cannot be over soon enough. But with a nice vacuum, it's like, it's like a video game where fun. Yeah. Like,
I will say the thing growing up that my neighbors had, and if I were to build a house, I would get is the household vacuum in the home where every room just has a...
Oh, like a hose that comes out of the wall?
Well, not a hose. In every single room, like you just bring the hose to each room and you just, it just, there's a faceplate that pops open and you just plug the tube in there and then you have a vacuum in every single room. It all goes to one huge, you know, receptacle in the garage.
That's cool.
That's very interesting. I've seen those.
It's super cool.
I feel like that was a 70s thing. I don't know.
But so my brother-in-law was building a house and I saw something on TikTok and I was like, holy cow. I was like, if you can make this happen, get it. And it was in the bedroom and in the bathroom. It was basically someone took what was the pneumatic mail tube.
Yeah.
And basically, and so basically you'd open that thing up and it would take your dirty clothes and it would suck them through there and it would suck them into the laundry room.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
And then where it would sit in the laundry room was above the washer. So when you went in to do the laundry, you'd hit the button and the thing would open and all the clothes would just fall automatically in the washer. And then you could reverse the flow when you're done in the dryer and you can send the clothes back upstairs to the room.
What the fuck?
I feel like
through the fucking tube.
I wouldn't do that.
If I can find it, I'll send it to you. It's amazing.
There's got to be a wrinkle factor there.
I mean, I'm sure, but, you know, a wrinkle in time saves nine, whatever. I don't know what the phrase is.
Factor sounds like a Revlon product. Like, try a new wrinkle. De-aging process. I feel like that's some Honey, I Shrunk the Kids shit, like the pneumatic tube laundry thing.
But it was awesome. I was like, God, this is something that you don't need, but 100% do I need this.
Well, it eliminates.
But also, as a kid, having kids, I'd be like, oh, these kids are going to fuck this up real easy by sending, like,
oh, toys, food.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. And I would
their penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
help,
speaking of
1970s.
Help! How are you levitating stomach up?
Oh, and reverse the flow. Reverse the flow. No, because I know what that does.
Speaking of 70s, I think it's funny also that there was an era, maybe like 50s, 60s, 70s.
Era.
There was an era where there was like the door-to-door salesman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where they would be like, hello, is the lady of the home present?
Is the lady of home available?
Can I step inside? And then they would dump shit on your carpet and be like, look how well this is picking up. Like that seems so foreign today of like, can you imagine letting a stranger in to dirty your carpets and then clean it up? Like
my parents bought an encyclopedia set from one of those guys.
From a door-to-door salesman?
If someone rings my doorbell, I don't go answer the door. I look on my Nest cam and see who it is. And if it's like, I'll talk through the camera and I'll be like, can I help you? And they're like, we're here from, and I'm like, no, thank you. Like, I just don't even let them finish their spiel or whatever.
There was a lady this summer who was knocking on our door during the week. My wife and I were both home. And I looked and I was like, I don't know who this lady is. I'm not answering it. And then she like rang the doorbell a bunch. And I was like, what the? Like, I was starting to get mad. I was like, okay, this is like way too aggressive.
Take a hint. Yeah.
And so eventually I was like, okay, this is, and I just opened those like, can I help you? You know, and I said it like, I was like kind of mad. And we had a plant out front that was, I think it was called like elephant ear, like it had just big leaves, right? That's all it was.
Oh yeah. Cinnamon, big leaves, yeah, and sugar, elephant ear.
I think that's what this plant was called anyway. But she was like, I'm going to take some leaves. And I was like, no, what? And I was like, she's like, I'll take it. And I was like, no, you're not going to. She's like, it'll grow back. I was like, number one, they don't grow back. I only know that because I talked to my wife about, I'm learning about the difference between perennials and annuals. I was like, I know they don't grow back, number one. And my wife really likes those. And she's like, I'm just going to take them. I was like, no, you're not. What is happening? I was like, you're not just going to take those.
She should have just taken them.
I was convinced that after I shut the door, like an hour later, they were going to be gone, but they never were. But it was really weird. It was just bizarre thing.
That's someone who's just like, that's someone looking for, they're just looking to have a conversation with somebody. She was in her
like mid-50s to 60s probably. So
that is a bonkers move to be like, I'm going to steal clippings from your plant. Like that is
not clippings. She wanted the full leaf.
Yeah,
which is like wild. It's like a giant, like big, big leaf. That's the whole plant.
Did you tell her to leave you alone? because if you take the leaves, I'm gonna take a photo and synthesis to the police.
Okay,
that's okay. I'm thinking about.
Let's let this all simmer and stew here for me. Let's let Brett stew in his own punnage here. I'm one to talk, but Brett's the one who did it.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to while we think about that.
Go to the root of the problem there, Rob.
No. I was thinking this other cool vacuum thing. There's a place in college to get my hair cut. It was on like the second floor.
A barber.
Suck and blow.
That was on the third floor, and that was more expensive. But this was like he was a barber, but he's like a Navy barber. But after he cut your hair, he had a vacuum hose, and he would just rather than you couldn't like wash your hair or anything, but he would vacuum the hair clippings.
Dude, that was like remember the Flobee?
Flobee, yeah.
But not a Flobee because the Flobee also cut your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Hair and just literally run a vacuum.
That makes sense. I thought that was a great idea. Yeah, it's a good idea.
You just like get rid of all the clippings all around your shirt collar and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel bad that people who are getting the hair donated for like cancer and stuff got like a whole bunch of just mismatched stuff then.
I mean, this is like the little tiny hairs.
Every bit counts.
Every little drop.
Well, every bit counts is like should be like a slogan for like a comedy show.
That's computers for those in need. Every bit counts. Every bite counts. I got nothing. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up there. If you have any comments, if you want to send in any words that you want to hear us use for a future episode, please email us at twapod@gmail.com. That's TWA as in the word association. Pod is short for podcast at gmail.com. Com is short for communications.
I don't know what it's computer.
I don't think it's short for computer.
Okay. What is com short for? What is net short for?
Network. Net is short for Netscape.
Okay.
Not network.
All right.
No, it probably is.
Org is short for organ.
Is it
organization?
Yeah.
No, organ.
EDU is short for
what you tell your daughter when you're busy.
You do you. Well, audience, you do you. We'll do us. We'll see you next time on the Word Association Podcast. Bye-bye.
So long.
Farewell. Ad vitesen. Goodbye.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.